Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Home is Where the Bodies Are by Geneva Rose. Readers are plunged into a gripping psychological thriller that interlaces the mundane with the macabre, turning an idyllic suburban dream into a nightmarish tableau. The novel, layered with suspense and dark humor, invites us to question the facades people erect within their seemingly perfect lives. Through its twisted narratives and richly developed characters, Rose crafts a story that is both a commentary on the pursuit of the American dream and a chilling exploration of what lies beneath the surface of a community marked by secrets and sins. An enchanting murder mystery at its heart, this book grips the reader from the first page to the last, with unexpected twists and deeply unsettling revelations about the human psyche. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the illusion of the perfect life. One of the central themes of Home is Where the Bodies Are, is the illusion of the perfect life and the lengths to which individuals will go to maintain this facade. The protagonist's journey exposes the underbelly of suburban life, where competitive parenting, impeccable homes, and social status camouflage deep-seated problems and dissatisfaction. This theme is meticulously explored through the characters' interactions and the unraveling of their secrets, offering a critique of the modern obsession with outward appearances. The narrative meticulously demonstrates how this quest for perfection can lead to extreme measures, including betrayal, manipulation, and even murder, illustrating the destructive potential of living a lie. Through gripping storytelling, Rose exposes the paradox of the American dream, showcasing how the pursuit of an ideal life often leads to its opposite, chaos and despair. Secondly, the complexity of human relationships. At the heart of Geneva Rose's novel lies an intricate examination of human relationships, delving into the complexities of intimacy, trust, and betrayal. The storyline reveals how relationships can become entangled with secrets, lies, and unspeakable acts, leading to an atmosphere of suspicion and paranoia. This complexity is portrayed through the multifaceted characters, each with their own motivations, fears, and desires that drive them to make questionable choices. As the plot progresses, the reader witnesses the disintegration of relationships that appeared stable, showcasing the fragile nature of trust and the ease with which it can be shattered. Rose adeptly navigates the emotional landscape of her characters, exploring how love can turn into obsession, friendship into enmity, and indifference into hostility, providing a rich narrative that speaks to the unpredictability and potential volatility of human connections. Thirdly, the dynamics of a small community. Geneva Rose masterfully portrays the dynamics of a small, tightly knit community where everyone knows each other, or thinks they do. This setting serves as a fertile ground for exploring themes of gossip, judgment, and the collective maintenance of societal norms. The novel illustrates how closely knit communities can sometimes turn toxic, as the pressure to conform and the fear of ostracization lead to the suppression of true selves and the perpetuation of collective myths about happiness and success. Through detailed character studies and the unraveling of the community's dark secrets, the narrative exposes how such environments can foster a culture of surveillance, where neighbors are keen observers of each other's lives, quick to notice deviations from the norm, but also prone to turning a blind eye to inconvenient truths. Rose uses this backdrop to question the values upheld by these communities and to highlight the courage required to stand apart from the crowd. Fourthly, the pursuit of justice. A riveting aspect of Home is Where the Bodies Are is the relentless pursuit of justice amidst a web of deception and crime. The novel intricately weaves elements of a legal thriller into its narrative, exploring the ethical boundaries of the justice system and the moral dilemmas faced by those within it. As the story unfolds, the protagonist becomes embroiled in a quest to uncover the truth, facing constant obstacles that test their resolve and moral compass. This quest highlights the challenges of seeking justice in a society where the truth is often obscured by layers of lies and where the legal system is easily manipulated by those with resources and influence. Rose's depiction of this pursuit draws attention to the strength and perseverance required to challenge the status quo, illustrating both the potential triumphs and the devastating costs of fighting for what is right. Lastly, the unveiling of secrets throughout Home is Where the Bodies Are. The gradual unveiling of secrets serves as the narrative's driving force, keeping readers on the edge of their seats. This exploration of secrets, both personal and collective, delves into the nature of truth and the power it holds over people's lives. As each character's hidden realities come to light, the impact of these revelations sends shockwaves through the community, challenging perceptions and forcing characters to confront their own complicity in the web of lies. Rose adeptly handles the suspenseful revelation of these secrets, pacing the narrative to maximize tension and emotional impact. This theme underscores the idea that no matter how deeply buried, the truth has a way of surfacing, often with transformative and sometimes destructive consequences. In conclusion, Home is Where the Bodies Are by Geneva Rose is an essential read for fans of psychological thrillers and murder mysteries, as well as anyone intrigued by the complexities of human nature and society. The book offers a compelling examination of the facades people construct, the dark secrets they harbor, and the lengths they will go to protect their illusions of perfection. It is especially relevant for those interested in the dynamics of small communities, the intricacies of human relationships, the pursuit of justice, and the weight of secrets. This novel has the power to not only entertain, but also to provoke thought about the societal pressures for perfection, the fragility of trust, and the courage required to confront the truth. Readers who embark on this journey will find themselves deeply engaged, challenged to introspect, and perhaps even inspired to reconsider their own relationships and the communities they are part of. In a world increasingly obsessed with appearances, Home is Where the Bodies Are serves as a gripping reminder of the importance of authenticity, integrity, and the relentless pursuit of truth. If you would like to support Geneva Rose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.